This morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're visiting with Jeff Gordon. He's an impersonator, singer, musician, and he's going to have a show coming up here very soon on Saturday, July 29th at 7 p.m. That'll be at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the entertainment he's going to bring to town here coming up this weekend. Jeff, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you for giving it to me.
You betcha. Now, you're doing a Garth Brooks show, it says here on my notes. Is that something you've done for a long time?
I've done several different other artists, and I've been doing Garth for the past 3 years.
Okay.
I started during COVID, and of course, we know how that started, and we got knocked down for a little over a year, and then picked it up when we could, and been out here touring the country ever since.
Well, now, since this is a tribute show, it's not necessarily that you're trying to be Garth Brooks on stage and fool people. You're trying to bring his music.
I play his music. I wear the Mo Betta shirts and the hat and play his guitar. And I've got all the lights and smoke and everything to go with the illusion that he liked the big stadium tours that he did. And little background information, and I sing a lot of his music.
Sure, you bet. How did you ever get started doing that?
Actually, it was my wife / manager. We were looking for an artist that I've been doing Elvis and Tom Jones a lot over the last several years, and trying to find somebody that's a little bit newer and still out there, you know, in the limelight, and plus a younger crowd, so to speak, because Garth, you know, he attracts all kinds of ages. And she came up with the idea. A lot of people said when I did Garth in my Legends of Country show that I sounded a lot like him and wanted to know why I didn't do a full tribute show to him. So that's where it started.
You know, I've talked to other artists over the years who do similar types of shows that you're doing here, and I like to ask the same question to a lot of them, and I get different answers, but there's a certain amount of risk to this, too, because, as you said, Garth Brooks is still out there, and the comparisons are tough because, you know, it's hard to do Garth. What do you get back? What feedback do you get from the audience?
Mostly, you know, sound good, looks good. The thing is a lot of people, you know, what I do is take people down memory lane when we were all a little younger and times were hopefully a little easier. And just having fun, just, you know, it's like one big party. I get the crowd involved, they clap, they sing, just like a regular Garth Brooks concert. There's times, man, that you can hear them over me. So that's sure that experience of that Garth Brooks experience on a smaller stage.
Yeah, so you want this to be an interactive show?
Oh, definitely. I tell people, I say, you know, it's really funny. I say, you know, after get the ball rolling after a couple of songs, I just sit back and then I watch the crowd and they become the show. So, you know, it's a and I'm just the leader of the orchestra, and it's a really good time.
Yeah, that's the thing about doing a show with Garth Brooks songs is most people know most of the words, so yeah, they're definitely, I'm sure, singing along.
Yeah, there's times that I think that they know the words better than I do.
Don't let that word get out.
No, I'm just saying, is, you know, I don't know who's singing along with them. I don't know if I'm singing with them or they're singing with me, you know.
That just means they're having a good time. That's all that means.
Yes, that's all this is. This is just to have a real good time and let the audience share the experience, so to speak.
You bet. Jeff, how'd you ever get involved in entertainment in the first place?
You know, I started off as a young teenager, like in church, like a lot of people. I'm originally from Central Illinois, so my stepfather, we were the church band, and I self-taught myself how to play the drums, and then I got me a guitar and lessons from for Christmas, and the rest went from there.
Sure.
I've also played in and out of Branson, Missouri. I did that for 18 and a half years, been on the road now for a little over 11 years, and I got a call this last spring when I was down in Florida playing for the winter folks down there, if I was interested in doing this Myrtle Beach theater, and been working in and out of here this last summer.
Very good. Yeah, it's a tough place to live, or to be, to work there. Myrtle Beach is a pretty good place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a Branson, Missouri, just a little bit smaller. There's not as many theaters, but you got the ocean here, which is really nice.
You bet. Talk a little bit about how you how you choose the song. There's so many. I mean, the Garth Brooks songbook is pretty fat. How do you choose the ones you want to use?
You know, I try to stick to the hits, the radio hits, the ones that everybody heard a million times when they were airing them on the radio back in the day, you know, the late 80s and 90s, and up to the day even. There's a lot of dips. I may sing a few songs that some people are going to know, but yet didn't know, and they learn. Oh, I didn't know he did that song, so they get something new out of it.
Sure. Do you have a favorite?
Jeez, I like them all. I mean, because each one of them brings a different storyline, you know, in front of you. And you go, oh, okay. And you know, like a lot of songs, if you play them to 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different reactions.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you mentioned you've been working out of Myrtle Beach here for quite a bit this summer. You've been traveling somewhat, too, over the last several years. Do you enjoy that life?
Yeah, I love traveling. I just love seeing the country and always seeing fresh people, you know, and faces. And always with that excitement of a new crowd. Always, am I going to be able to do as good as I did the night before? And it keeps things fresh.
Well, the Warren Cultural Center will be more of an intimate place to perform. You'll actually see the whites of people's eyes out there in the audience. Do you like that kind of an atmosphere?
I do. I love playing the crowds that I can look at their faces and see the reaction I'm getting. You know, and that's for me as the artist. That's really nice to know. And they're singing along and they're clapping their hands and sometimes they're up dancing and then the comments after the show is just, that's the real pleasure of this.
Yeah.
Be able to be appreciated for what I love and being able to bring it to them and they love it too.
Sure, sure. Jeff, I'm interested because you'd mentioned earlier that you've done some Tom Jones and I think you said Elvis Presley as well. Are there certain things you take from those shows? Is there crossover somewhat? They're all performers. We all have egos. They're on stage. They're trying to please a crowd. Are there certain things that you take from the different types of shows that you do and incorporate them into the others?
I try to be as traditional as I possibly can as far as appearance and voice quality and mannerisms. Trying to emulate somebody is very, very hard. It's hard to be yourself sometimes, as well as you know. And it's just being able to do that illusion of people are looking at you like, okay, he looks like him. No, he doesn't look like him. He sounds like him, or he doesn't sound like him. And I mean, it's, as we say in this business, all smoke and mirrors. It's a lot of fun. And I've been very, very fortunate to have the biggest part of my life, you know, being a performer. So I must be doing something right.
It's not work if it's fun.
The thing is the work part is getting to the gigs and setting up the stages and tearing down the stages. The fun part is the 2 hours I get to share in front of an audience.
Absolutely.
And I always tell everybody, I get paid to set up, I get paid to travel, and I get paid to tear down. I sing for free. So this is the free part.
There's the fun part. All right.
Again,
coming up on Saturday, July 29th, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. You can go online to warrenculturalcenter.com and check out tickets. You can wait to the door at the night of the show, but you're going to run the risk there won't be any available. So make sure you get after those early and book those tickets. It'll be, it sounds like a fun night. A night that you're going to know a lot of the music. You're going to have fun. Bring some friends. This sounds like a show where you want to bring your buddies.
Oh, yeah. This is for any age group, you know, from little kids all the way up to 90. You know, if you're a Garth Brooks fan and you want to share that experience again, I would love to see you there. I think it's going to be a real good time. What gets me is that the ticket price is only $15, which is phenomenal because Most of my ticket prices are twice as much as that around the country. So this is a very, very good deal.
Well, we like a bargain, too. Very good. Jeff
Gordon.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, especially the way things are today, I think this is a fantastic deal for $15 and get some live entertainment.
You betcha. Saturday, July 29th. Again, Jeff Gordon will be presenting that show. Garth Brooks tribute coming up here on the weekend. Jeff, thanks so much for your time today. Best of luck with the show.
All right. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing everybody there. We'll see you on Saturday night.